from the number one sports site in the world.
Yahoo! Welcome to the FC Yahoo Soccer Podcast.
FC Yahoo Premier League season previews. I'm Henry Bushnell, along with Shahan Ahmed and Alex Baker. We're talking about Watford right now. And guys, I'm going to be completely honest. I really don't know what to make of Watford. A ton of squad turnover, a new manager. Alex, tell me what I need to know.
Ooh, Watford, I don't know this year. I know that last season they won promotion and they're most people's favorites to go down, including the FC Yahoo. And they kind of surprise everyone, but I was talking to a friend of mine who's been a Watford supporter for a long time, and he's not optimistic. And I have to agree. I think a lot of their success maybe was down to Kiki Sanchez-Flores, who's a great manager for that club. He's gone now. You've got Walter Mazzarri, very experienced manager, but he's used to being at the other end of the table, teams that are ostensibly fighting for the title. Are they going to be able to hold on to Troy Deeney is a big question. They've got rid of Alman Abdi, who was the one true creative midfielder on the team. They haven't really replaced them. And I look at their opening fixtures, Southampton, Chelsea, Arsenal, West Ham, Man United. I just think that by October, this team could find itself really down a hole and it might be difficult for them to climb back unless they make some moves in the market.
Yeah, well, there were rumors about Deeney earlier in the window, especially to Leicester, like for like £25 million, which seemed like a ridiculous price. That didn't happen. Now there are rumors about Odion Ighalo, who was really good for a spell for them last season. But really, their whole team fell off a cliff in the second half.
It really did.
And that's the reason Flores was sacked.
Well, I think teams started to figure them out towards the end of the season. And I you know, unless Mazzarri has some surprises up his sleeve, which he might. He's a, you know, experienced guy. But I think they might start off very much like they finished off.
Yeah, Mazzarri, I mean, he's been known to play three in the back. That was always his thing.
And actually, one of his new signings is quoted as saying, like, he wants me as a wing back in a three at the back system.
Yeah, so what he liked to do is either actually, you know, when you think of Napoli and that three-pronged attack in the front, when that the Hamsik, Cavani, and Lavezzi, the 3-4-3 is what he used to play. Now, he tried that at Inter, and it did not work. He didn't last very long there, and he was really just, you know, public enemy number one in Milan. So I'm not sure how that's going to work with the Premier League. I know that that's what he likes to do. If you're hearing that that's what he's told his players, then we're going to see. It's going to be an experiment. It could combust in a bad, bad way.
Yeah.
You know, Watford, when you look at them, yeah, they fell off a cliff and they still finished 13th, which is a great position for a team that just came up. So from my perspective, I think that they definitely made a mistake in terms of letting Sanchez Flores go. I do think that his message is running a little bit thin, but Walter Mazzarri, I think this is completely untested ground. We're going to find out what he's made of, whether or not his style will translate. Because frankly, it didn't even translate at a big club in Italy. Another big club, I should say. He needed that personnel, and when you try and force your system on personnel that doesn't exist, we've seen how it can go completely wrong with Mazzarri himself.
Right.
So if he's doing that again here, this could be a bad, bad, bad look.
Yeah, that's the big thing for them. Like, this, Watford clearly has ambition. They're spending money. They paid £12.5 million for Isaac Success. Great name, by the way. Young Nigerian forward. And they're going to bring in the players that they think they need. They've certainly brought in a manager that they think they need. The issue, obviously, is how it's all going to gel together with a manager that has no Premier League experience at all. I'm right in saying that, I think, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's going to be an interesting season at Watford. I'm not sure anybody right now really knows how it's going to play out. For all our season previews, you can head to sports.yahoo.com/soccer. For Shahan Ahmed, Alex Baker, I'm Henry Bushnell. Thanks for listening.